Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After several months of disappointing tax returns, Massachusetts is ending its fiscal year on an upswing. State tax revenue figures show the state took in $30 million more than anticipated last month, about 1.6% more than projected. Still, with just a month to go in the fiscal year, overall revenue collections are still down about 2% less than projected. To understand this and what it might mean for the new state budget that state lawmakers are now trying to finalize, we turn to Noah Berger of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. Good morning, Noah.
Morning.
Let me ask you, first of all, why do you think state tax revenues were up a little bit last month, more than projected, considering they've been lower than projected for months before that?
What we saw was that the tax revenue categories that track current economic performance, like withholding taxes and the sales taxes, were up, which has actually been the case for a couple of months. So most of the big drop that we saw in tax revenue was with when people paid their taxes in April, which reflects economic activity back in 2016 and other factors about their 2016 taxes.
So does this 1 month of higher than anticipated revenue mean we should be optimistic?
I think we should be cautious, like we should be generally when the state is drafting its budget. That is, we should be careful to make sure our state is not relying too much on temporary revenue or other one-time sources to balance the budget. But this budget writer should be cautious to make sure that we have ongoing revenue sources to pay for ongoing expenses. I think if we do that and do a basically fiscally sound budget, the Commonwealth should be okay.
Bigger picture, the economy is relatively healthy in Massachusetts, but as we've been talking about, not much overall growth in state tax revenue. Why is that?
One thing it looks like was happening is that beginning in late November, when people saw the results of the election, people began to anticipate fairly large tax cuts on investment income and business income. And when people do that, folks with the ability to do tax planning may have been shifting income from 2016 into 2017 by, for example, not selling stocks in which they had made a profit, anticipating that the federal tax rates in 2017 would be much lower.
I think people who track this stuff know that revenue projections are never perfect, but I want to ask, how significant is it to be nearly 2% below what was expected for the fiscal year when we're at the end of the fiscal year and state lawmakers on Beacon Hill are trying to figure out what all this means for the next state budget, which they're trying to draft right now?
Yeah, that's a material amount of money. $430 million matters. It's not, however, a huge amount of money. It's about 1% of the current year budget. So I think there is definitely a need for caution, a need for making sure that budget writers in drafting the budget are carefully scrutinizing the entire state budget and also taking on some of the big issues. The Governor Baker, when he filed his budget back in January, identified one of the major cost drivers, which was that we've had a longer-term or medium-term trend of our Medicaid costs going up, partly because fewer people are getting health insurance through their employer and instead are receiving mass health coverage from the state while they are employed in the private sector. And it's okay for the state to make sure low-wage workers have access to coverage, but when there's a shift in cost like that from employers to the state, the governor, I think, exercising sort of good judgment and common sense, said, why don't we assess those employers some amount of money to help pay for the coverage that their workers are getting from the state? And that assessment would raise about $300 million and address a major issue that the state was facing. So I think looking at big issues like that and coming up with serious solutions is a really important part of balancing the budget in difficult fiscal times.
Do you expect other cutbacks in other programs?
I think higher education is one area where there's going to be a real debate.
Noah Berger, president of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, thanks a lot.
Great to join you.